The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Texans cheerleaders beyond the sideline. When you think of the Houston Texans cheerleaders, what comes to mind? Is it game day? Is it seeing their smiling faces out in the community? Hi, I'm DP Sidhu. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to give you an in-depth look of what it takes to be part of one of the best cheerleading squads in the NFL. We're going to take you beyond the sideline.
Team person, you know, and to be on the team, you have to sacrifice and you have to gel with others. You've got to vibe off others. So it's not just that solo act. This is a team of 35. We're all flowing the same way.
We grew up loving football. And so when the Texans started, we would always watch the games. And I remember even when I was in high school and college, I would watch the girls. I would watch the cheerleaders. I'd know their names. I knew if they were coming back or if it was their rookie or vet season, and I would really look up to them.
It's definitely worth it. It's really difficult, but I mean, I wouldn't change it for the world. It's everything that I ever wanted. And I know it's for a short time frame, so I want to make the most of it.
And it was like a big family, you know? Everybody loves each other. There might be a couple little rifts here and there, but everybody ultimately cared about each other and the well-being of each other. If someone wasn't getting a dance, we would meet with that person and help them. I would say that we were just a huge family.
I really feel like it's like we're sisters, you know? Like I've gained 34 more sisters. If I need someone to talk to, I can talk to anybody. So I think it's pretty cool the way that we kind of come together and we bond.
Yes, we're on the field dancing and having fun on social media, but really the big thing is going out into the community because we are the connection between the team and the community.
Anytime any of my family talks about me, this is the first thing that comes up is that, you know, I'm getting to live out this dream as a Houston Texans cheerleader.
Welcome to Houston Texans cheerleaders beyond the sideline. This segment is brought to you in part by Reliant, an NRG company. Welcome back to Houston Texans cheerleaders beyond the sideline. I'm your host, DP Sidhu. Before you become a cheerleader, you have to go through the tryout process. Every year, roughly 1,000 girls show up for what is known as the biggest party in the Houston Methodist Training Center for just over 35 spots. This year, we teamed up with YouTube sensation Jordan Jones, who walks us through behind-the-scenes look at what it takes.
It is the morning of the tryouts, and preparations start very early, so I'm here at Megan's house. Let's go get ready.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you, Jordan?
Good. Megan, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So I thought we could start with our makeup. So we want big lashes, some bright lips. I like to start with putting some primer on because after dancing all day, I'm gonna get sweaty. The first thing I do with my eyes after I put on primer is I'm gonna just put some gold shimmer right in this crease.
Match your boots.
Yeah, to match my boots and to just make my eye color pop a lot.
What do you love most about being a cheerleader?
Being able to perform, especially with my best friends. But something else that's super rewarding is we get to do a ton of community events. We get to go to hospitals and visit kids. We get to go to school. We get to meet so many Texans fans.
I need to figure out my outfit, and I want you to show me the whole process of packing up.
Let's do it. Let's pack up. Okay, so we got lots to pack for tryouts.
We're gonna be there
till all
like
day.
12 a.m.
Anything could happen. That's why I got 2 pairs of tights, an extra outfit, hairspray, of course, some super glue, and then I got my makeup and my blanket for the turf.
Let's do it. So what can I expect from today?
We'll go through round one and we'll learn just a small combination. As long as you have a good smile and you're showing that you love to perform, then you'll be good.
I'm pretty sure I can keep up, unless it's really complex cheerleading work. Never done that before.
Have you guys tried out before?
No, this is the first time. So this is a grandma trying out right here.
All right, and you guys have?
This is my fourth time.
Wow, how about you?
Second.
Wow. When I walked in, everyone was just happy and music was so loud and everyone was so focused, and I see why this is such a big deal, because people try and try again until they make this team.
5, 6, 7.
I felt really comfortable when Megan and I just jumped right in and started learning the routine, especially because I was surrounded by all these pros. It was really easy for me to catch on and get into that vibe.
Great, good.
So I didn't feel any nerves at all, and I was like, why are these people so nervous? And then I get to that first line. I'm next up to walk up, and my heart's beating out of my chest. I am freaking out. But as soon as my first step hit, all my fears were away, all my nerves were away, and I was just bringing it.
Round one, I got a chance to meet Alto Gary, the director of cheer, to get some perspective on what it takes to make the squad.
I understand that you look into a sea full of a million people out there. What is it that catches your eye?
Each year we have tryout for the cheerleaders. Even the girls who are returning from last year, they all have to try out from scratch. We like to just pick a variety of people. So sometimes it doesn't just depend on just dance. It's their personality, because like people will see like, oh, she looks fun. And once we get more into like the different rounds, we start able to look at the girl as an individual. We look at her resume. We've had, you know, doctors. We've had actually a girl that worked with NASA. So things like that just takes us out of the mold of professional cheerleaders.
I think it's about that time, y'all. Who's ready? Who's ready to know? Who's ready to see? Who's ready to live the dream? You see your number on the screen. Congratulations, you've been selected to move on to round two.
Waiting for my number to be called. I was just chilling and super nervous, but I had a really good feeling that me and Megan were gonna get through.
All right, ladies, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Congratulations to everyone who's made it to the second round.
Megan and I were so excited to make it into the next round, but it was also hard to see so many others disappointed. Everybody danced their butts off.
And then I just got super nervous because I heard that it's going to be way more complicated than the first one was, obviously. Megan was super nervous too, even though this is her third time auditioning and she was on the team. As soon as we started learning it though, I was just catching on immediately, and I wasn't messing up, and people around me were, and I was like, whoa, I'm like gonna get this routine, and I hope I don't mess up when I go out there. I think when people think of cheerleading, like me before I came, was just like, yeah, go team, like center jump and toe touch and gymnastics. But really the main focus today was dance and your dance ability, and these girls are so athletic that it's literally incredible. They're just like the football players. Like, they can literally dance for hours and hours like they are today.
Hi, we're so happy you came today, and we really want you to be
of the Houston, Texas cheerleaders. Yes. So
thank you guys.
Well, I hope to be back next year with you guys. Best of luck in round three. I'm going to go home because it's my bedtime, but hopefully I'll see you guys next year.
I learned today that it's not about the flawless makeup or the perfect steps, but like Megan, being confident in your own unique spark and showing up prepared, ready to rock it.
Welcome back to Houston Texans cheerleaders Beyond the Sideline. It's not just the players behind me that put in the work for game day. The Houston Texans cheerleaders have to balance a full-time job or being in school with their cheerleading responsibilities, which include maintaining their fitness level, community appearances, getting ready for their cheers on Sunday, and much more. And if you ask any cheerleader what the hardest part of being a cheerleader really is, it's maintaining that work-life balance. How do they do it? Let's take a look.
The hardest adjustment for a girl transitioning into a Houston Texans cheerleader is time management, because I say it's a part-time job with full-time hours, if that makes any sense, because it just doesn't stop at practice, because you go home and you're thinking about the routine or work, you know, my schedule and our appearances, and so I think time management.
I think the hardest part about being a cheerleader would have to be knowing how to balance your cheer life and then your professional life, whether you're a full-time student or you have a full-time job.
Sometimes the schedule can be very pressing, but it's absolutely so much fun. You get to come in to practice and you get to leave everything at the door. When I walk into practice, I get to just be Morgan and I get to just dance or I get to just work out.
Working full-time and being an NFL cheerleader is definitely something that you have to get used to. My rookie season, it was kind of hard to balance and juggle my full-time work schedule along with cheerleading, but I work on a behavioral health unit. It gets tough to have to come straight from work and change in my car or in the work restroom and come to practice, but I enjoy every bit of it because it's a job, but it doesn't feel like a job. It feels like I just get to hang out with my best friends and dance, so it's pretty great.
There's a lot of time commitment to this, but I don't think I imagined how much. Working a full-time job and being a cheerleader is trying to find a balance, and I think I'm learning how to manage my time. That's my biggest surprise so far is the time, but I'm so blessed to have this problem of juggling it all. You know, I encourage it and I bring it on.
We work out about 2 to 3 times a week with our trainer, Shawnette, and that's been really awesome. And you see your body transform. I thought that I was in shape when I made the team the first time, but I didn't even know what in shape was, because Shawnette will take you and she'll just transform you into this athlete, and it's awesome.
Well, the regimen varies every time we train. I do something different. Sometimes it might be resistance training. Sometimes it's cardio. Sometimes a combination of both. We do mat Pilates base, and I'm also going to run them through a bar program on our next training day.
Keeping in shape, it's not something that I'm not used to doing, because I did go to school on a track and field scholarship, so I was used to that type of conditioning. But there are some times we're working out with Shawnette and I'm like, oh my goodness, like this brings me back to college days. I am exhausted. But it's amazing, and not only does she help us out physically, she talks to us about eating well and making sure that we put the right things in our body for the right look that we're trying to get. So definitely happy that we have her, have someone to kind of keep us in line, keep us ready for game days.
Work-life balance is a constant challenge for cheerleaders, as it is for most of us in our daily jobs. But if you ask any of these cheerleaders, one of the most rewarding experiences of their job is being out in the community. They love meeting with our fans. They love mingling and interacting with them. Now we're going to take you behind the scenes with some of our current cheerleaders on what it's like on these community appearances.
One thing about Houston Texans cheerleaders, we pride ourselves on our community outreach. We do over 500 appearances for the year. So, you know, yes, we're on the field dancing and having fun on social media, but really the big thing is going out into the community, because we are the connection between the team and the community. So, you know, it's nothing to see us out, you know, at all kinds of functions, children, elderly. We do a lot of mainstream, you know, grassroots appearances, and we do it all.
Hi!
How are y'all doing today?
Good.
How are you? Great.
Good.
Can I get a high five? Yeah. Are you having a good day? Yeah? Awesome. Uh-oh. Pool, pool. Yay.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys. All right, dude, what's your name?
Max. That's a good name. It's really wild when you're walking into an appearance and it's an autograph session and you do have fans wrapped around the building waiting for your autograph and your teammates too. I mean, it's mind-blowing. Like, you guys are here for us. Like, this is so awesome, and that's why we love our fans.
Do you want to be a cheerleader when you grow up?
Maybe.
Maybe? All right.
Yes.
Thanks for coming out, guys. Y'all rock.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
J-A-Y. Cool. No problem.
Hi.
My favorite part is doing everything for the community, just being there for the kids, just making sure we all have a good time. It's amazing having little girls look up to me as a role model and all of my team. It's just a blessing to be able to do something I love and have little girls look up to me and maybe them, when they get older, do something that they love to do.
Are you having a good summer so far?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out, guys. Really appreciate
it. Thank you all for coming.
Really exciting to see the little girls and see the light in their eyes. And it just makes me so thankful that I worked so hard to get here. And that's probably the best part.
Game day, that's what it's all about for the players, for the fans, and especially for these cheerleaders. So what's it like when they put on that uniform for the first time and run out the tunnel on game day? We're going to show you next on Houston Texans Cheerleaders Beyond the Sideline. Welcome back for one final segment for the Houston Texans Cheerleaders. All the preparation, all the hard work, it's all for one moment. Houston Texans game day.
Turn my energy.
My favorite memory of being a Texans cheerleader is literally the first game that I walked out on the field.
I still get butterflies in my stomach whenever I put on my uniform, but the first time I put it on, it was like the payoff. It was the payoff of everything I had worked for to make this team. It was real. It made it just absolutely come to life.
I was so nervous. The first time walking out, I was like, oh my goodness, like, what's the first count? But then, like, the moment the music comes on, like, your body just goes. It just nonstop.
For the junior cheer, my little sister got to come and cheer on the sidelines with me, also dance. And we were right in the middle on the 50-yard line, and I'm like, it's amazing. It was my first time on the field along with my little sister, so I couldn't ask for anything more for that, too. That was amazing.
I cannot wait to see the fans in the crowd and walk across that tunnel and let everybody run out and have those palms and be able to perform in front of people. That's, being a huge football fan, that's a big deal to me. Just being able to have all the hard work pay off between the practices, the workouts, even prepping to be a cheerleader, and then going out there and standing in front of 70,000 plus fans, it's going to be so overwhelming. I mean, I'm going to have joy from my head to my toes, and it's just going to be so amazing. I can't wait. I'm so blessed, so thankful, and I can't even say it enough.
Game day is such a special memory for these Texans cheerleaders, but it's not the only one. They've developed lasting friendships and lifelong skills that they can carry with them even once their days of being a cheerleader are over. Now we catch up with some of our former cheerleaders and see where they are now.
The balancing of cheering and practicing and making sure that I got all my appearances and also being a really good employee here at KHOU has helped me so much from back then being an assistant to now being a senior AE. It also has helped me with the time management of family and being a good mom, being a good wife, and being a good employee.
I would say being a Texans cheerleader really did help me become more outgoing. When I first made the team, I was just about 19, 20 years old, so I really wasn't into how to communicate with people, how to, you know, do public speaking. So it really helped me with my career in TV now, is because it really helped me get that outgoing personality from within, learning how to talk with people and just build up great relationships with the people that I encounter.
I did it for 4 years, so it's so exciting to see like someone else like have the same experience, because it really is an experience of a lifetime. Now I have been focusing all my time on studying for law school. My aspiration is to be a family attorney, and so I'm doing everything that I can to make sure that I am prepared for the big exam that's coming up.
What I learned then really has helped me now. It's given me the confidence to be able to walk into a room and build a rapport with someone. Next month, I'm celebrating my 12-year anniversary here at the station. And what's great is that I get to work alongside some of my best friends. Elizabeth, who I cheered with, she cheered on the team for 5 years. She cheered 03 through 07, is my current manager. So it's really great because we were teammates then, and you know, we're on the same team now. And then Sonia, who also cheered on the team for, I want to say she cheered for 3 years. She also works in our department, so it's wonderful. It's like I got to take a piece of that with me.
We hope over the last 30 minutes we're able to give you a different perspective of what it's like to be a Houston Texans cheerleader. For more and to follow these girls all season long, you can check out HoustonTexans.com or follow the girls on social media. I'm DP Sidhu. Thanks for watching Houston Texans Cheerleaders Beyond the Sidelines.